This year, more than 1,000 of the suspected child abuse referrals to Virginia Social Services were confirmed as sexual abuse. But the commission found that the crime is highly underreported and presents special challenges, such as a child's fear of disclosure and delays. The members recommended multidisciplinary teams, extending investigation times to 90 days and retaining records of unfounded complaints for 3 years. Commission Legal Director Stuart Pateau said that helps with subsequent allegations.
When sometimes CPS is doing an investigation and it's just over a year, like 14 months or 15 months, it would be very helpful for them to be able to go and take a look at records to see if there's a pattern behavior, all the contact information and other relevant information, so CPS would not have to start from scratch.
Also approved was Delegate Rob Bell's proposal to admit prior convictions as evidence.
We're going to say if you have been previously convicted of a sex act, especially a sex act against the child, we're going to bring that into the case for the new sex crime. It's because we think it's valid evidence in terms of whether or not the person did it or not.
The members also agreed that CPS employees must be trained before they have the authority to make decisions about complaints. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.